for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. It's been like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Lord Jesus, today I am in expectation of transformative, extensive deliverance taking place over this line. I come to you today, Lord God, in the name of your Son Jesus. Lord, I bow in worship and I praise you. And in your name, Jesus, I cover myself and the people on this formative, extensive deliverance line with the blood covering of your blood, Lord Jesus, as our protection. And I want to say thank you, Lord. I want to say thank you to all of the people that helped me last night by just being on here with me and making sure that this morning, when we came on this line, it would be clear. I ask you to bless them. I ask you to bless the family and the families of each person on this line this morning. Today, Lord God, I pray that those on this line will accept what you have to offer them. And I pray that they would surrender themselves completely and unreservedly in every area of their life, spirit, soul, and body to you. In the name of Jesus, I personally take a stand against all the workings of Satan, Lucifer, that would cause me any hindrance, excuse me, and would cause them any hindrance in their prayer life. Father God, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Messiah, you, God, came in the flesh, and I pray that each of them will personally take a stand and a position against all the workings of Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, the dragon, Leviathan, the destroyer, that would be against you working in them, Lord Jesus. So, Father God, today, and within each and every prayer life of each person on here, in the name and by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, I address this prayer. I address myself only to the one true and living God. And I refuse any involvement with the devil, his cohort, evil human spirits, witches, wizards, and or sorcerers. I apply the living blood of Jesus as a wall between us and them. And I ask you this morning to help me to be a person of real faith, living faith, ever-increasing faith, a real believer, realizing that your word, your living word, has brought me to the truth, personified in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Let me not fling away my confidence, nor cast away my reliance upon your unshakable word, Father God. Lord God, manifest your word by your own Holy Spirit this morning. Teach me and teach us to trust in you more, to have even more confidence in you, and to believe in you even more. I pray this morning, Lord God, empower me to show the world that the whole armor of God, Jesus, you, to show the whole world that you are the only armor, the only true and living way that can keep a person standing amid the pressures and struggles of this present darkness. I pray this prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, we're not fighting against people made of flesh and blood, but against disembodied spirits, the evil rulers of the unseen world, those satanic beings and evil princes of darkness who rule this world. The Bible says that we're not fighting against people made of flesh and blood, but against huge numbers of wicked spirits in the spiritual realm, in the power of God's own Holy Spirit this morning. I bind up for the length of time as you see fit, Jesus. Bind up the evil rulers of this unseen world. I bind up the mighty satanic beings. I bind up every great evil prince of darkness, rulers in this dark world. I bind up those huge numbers of wicked spirits. I bind them up within their own spirit realm. I bind evil celestial spirits. I bind up evil terrestrial spirits. I bind up those demons manifesting and operating as sickness, disease. I bind up every evil spirit of lupus this morning. I bind up every evil spirit of Marfan this morning. I bind up every evil spirit of lung disease this morning. I bind up every evil spirit of heart disease this morning. I bind up every evil spirit of diabetes this morning. I bind up every spirit that operates in the lungs through any type of pleurisy this morning. I bind up cancer this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord God, your word says, without faith, it is impossible to please you. Hebrews 11:6. So this morning, my relationship with the Lord is dependent on your faith, Jesus. My faith in your faith, my faith through your faith. I understand, Lord God, is what brings the things from you. I understand, Lord God, that faith is what brings to us those things from you that you have already provided for us. It brings it out of the spiritual realm into the physical realm. I understand this morning that our faith is a victory that enables us to overcome the world. I understand this morning that everything you do for us, Lord Jesus, we access it through our faith. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. I understand that it is God's grace that saves us, but not his grace alone. If that were so, then everyone would be saved, because God's grace has come to all men and all women. I understand that our faith must be put in your grace, but I also understand that the faith that we use is not our own human faith. I understand the Bible says that faith is the gift of God. I understand that there is a human faith which is limited to believing only what we can perceive through our five senses. But Lord God, today, this morning, help us access the supernatural God kind of faith, the faith that goes beyond what we can see, what we can taste, what we can hear, what we can smell, and what we can feel. Help us to comprehend, access, pull down God's kind of faith that calls those things which be not as though they already were and they become. Lord God, Hebrews 12, verse 2 tells us that we are to be looking unto Jesus, unto you, Lord Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. This morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus and by the power of your own Holy Spirit, each of us, in accessing God this morning, we must transfer our faith from mere human self-reliance and independence to reliance upon, adherence to, and trust upon Jesus Christ in all areas of our lives. Help us this morning, Lord God, to comprehend, take hold of the faith's simplest definition is to trust, to rely upon, and to depend upon the resource that you have made available to us in your Son, Jesus. I thank you that your word declares that the object of our faith, Jesus Christ, can never fail or disappoint us. Because love produces faith. Love is what makes faith work. And Lord God, it is easy to trust those who we know genuinely love us. Lord God, give us a revelation of your unconditional love for us, which will make our faith just naturally abound. Help us to understand this morning. If you own this line, and you're struggling with faith. You have a deficiency in your understanding of how much God loves you. And because you have a deficiency in your own understanding of how much God loves you, you have allowed yourself to become spiritually tolerable. Tolerability is the state of being tolerable. And tolerability has been released from the pits of hell and is waiting to attach itself. And when it does, it makes any victory that you receive from God short-lived. God's exhortation to you and I is found in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord and not for men. You see, tolerability causes us not to pursue wholeness, not to pursue permanency. And for too long, we have tolerated, can somebody write this in the chat, good enough. This is good enough. It's a little bit better than it was when it was stinky and bad. It's good enough. But brothers and sisters, Jesus wants us to pursue wholeness. Jesus saved us not so we would be just good enough. You see, over there in the Bible in John chapter 5, verses 2 through 9, it talks about the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda. And the pool has five porches. And the Bible says, in these five porches lay a great multitude of impotent folk. You know, lacking folk. A blind folk. Halt, withered. Waiting for the moving of the water. Waiting for an angel came down at a certain season into the pool and trouble the water. The Bible says, whosoever was first after the troubling of the water stepped in to the pool and was made whole. Can you post that in the chat room? They were made whole. They didn't get rid of the cancer and maintain the diverticulitis in the colon. They didn't get rid of the diabetes and maintain heart disease. No, the Bible says they were made whole of whatsoever disease they had. The Bible says, and a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. The Bible says, when Jesus saw him lying there, you know, laying there, and knew that he had been there a long time in that case, the Bible says, in that situation, Jesus said unto that man, Will thou be made whole? Jesus said unto him, rise, take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. Now the Bible says on that same day was the Sabbath. Now look at this. Jesus said, will you be made whole? Jesus didn't say, I'm going to heal your left leg, but I'm not going to heal your right. So rise up crippled and walk with that limp. Rise up crippled and be dragged in your other leg. The Bible says, and immediately the man was made whole. Can you post that if you believe it? Made whole. And took up his bed and walked. On the same day was the Sabbath. It didn't say anything about after the man got up, he was deaf in one ear. It didn't say anything about after the man got up, he was blind in one eye. The Bible says, and immediately, it doesn't even say that the man had to wait 2 weeks or 4 months or 6 months. It says, and immediately, the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. The Bible says over there in Acts chapter 9, verse 32 through 35. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all the quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Ananias, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. I don't know if that was Parkinson's. I don't know if that was. I should have looked that up. I was busy. And Peter said to him, not Jesus now. You get this? This is Peter, an apostle, a follower. And Peter said unto him, Ananias, Jesus Christ. He said, who? He said, Jesus Christ. Who did he say? Headline. He said, Jesus Christ maketh. Jesus Christ is making you whole. And he keeps on making you whole. And he keeps on making you whole. That means he's making you whole in your feet. He's making you whole in your legs. He's making you whole in your kneecap. He's making you whole in your spine. Making you whole in your heart. Making you whole in your mind. Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make up thy bed. And the Bible says, what the Bible says here, he arose immediately. When the week, when the month was immediately, and all that dwelt saw him and turned to the Lord. If we seek Jesus and his righteousness first, wholeheartedly, as the perfect one, put that in the chat room. Seek Jesus as the perfect one. Matthew 5, verse 48, where it comes from. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. You see, brothers and sisters, our earthly assignments come into alignment with the kingdom of God. Our earthly assignments, your earthly assignment, your husband's earthly assignment, your wife's earthly assignment is to come into alignment with the kingdom of God. And Jesus is the perfect healer. So the question becomes, what exactly does spiritual tolerability look like? You see, spiritual tolerability can sometimes be seen in what we do daily. Okay, I finished that project. I'm making good progress, and it's good enough. Or no one will notice the flaws. No one will notice the little imperfections. But you can't be sure about that. Because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. So in pursuing perfection, we're not talking about OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, and we're not talking about nitpicking. We're talking about reviewing, refining, and releasing everything through a spirit of excellence, or, as they say, Daniel had an excellent spirit. Do you look at your health? Do you look at your assignments from heaven and say, that's good enough? Or honestly, do you step back and look at all things as given to you by our Creator and you declare it is good? You see, all through Genesis 1, everything God finished, everything God started, he finished it with, it is good. So now that I made you aware of spiritual tolerability, here's a couple of ways that you can detect its operation in you. I'm going to use migraine headaches as one of many illustrations. When you get a migraine headache, what do you do? Well, if you operating and living in a life of tolerability, spiritual tolerability, to be exact, rather than praying and commanding the pain to leave, because you know that your body is the temple of God's Holy Spirit, you tolerate it. You tolerate it. And you even display it. Oh, I got a migraine. I got a migraine. Oh, my God. When you say that, the enemy of your soul then successfully turns that ailment into a social calling card. Turns that ailment and changes your identity because of your spiritual tolerability. The devil comes in and he changed your identity from a child of God to a bearer of affliction. Rather than conversing with someone about your true identity, hello, I'm a follower of Jesus. I'm a daughter of the King. You know what you say? I've had migraine for 15 years. Or you say, my doctor says there's nothing he can do for my fibromyalgia. The Lupus Association says, or the Heart Association says that my disease, whoa, whose disease? The Diabetes Association says that my diabetes, the Bible says that your body is God's temple, God's tabernacle. The Bible says that nothing shall defile God's tabernacle. And you forgot, you completely forgot, that the words you speak have the power of life or death. Proverbs 18:21. You completely forgot that you have the ability to choose whose report you're going to believe. So, spiritual tolerability, I'm going to show it to you in a larger scale. You can observe spiritual tolerability, those of you that have to take chemo, those of you that have to sit in the waiting room of the doctor. You sit there and you're ready to accommodate others, people you love. You know why? Spiritual tolerability is what you have when you accept the big C for cancer. You have to ask yourself, is cancer the big C or is Christ the big C? Are God's arms too short to heal you wherever you hurt? Is God so limited and weak that he has to allow his child to walk around in pain and suffering with alcoholism, with heart attacks and possible death? You see, have you become spiritually tolerable? If you have, your answer is yes. But the Bible says, when the glory of the Lord appeared unto the congregation in Numbers 16:22, it said they fell upon their faces and said, "Oh God, the God of the spirit of all flesh." Again, in Numbers 27:16, Moses spake unto the Lord, saying, "Let the Lord, the God of the spirit of all flesh." Why have you become so spiritually tolerable? When the Bible says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify, look at this, unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. But to us, there is but one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. You see, the Apostle Paul prayed in Ephesians 3:14-20, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend, may be able to understand with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. According to the power that worketh in us. According to the power that worketh in us. Now unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus. Look, throughout all ages, world without end. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 through 7, there's one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Brothers and sisters, I don't even want to use the word we in this. But you know where you are. And wherever you are, you can no longer settle for spiritual tolerability, which also works along with spiritual familiarity. And it seems to latch on when we become too lackadaisical, accepting the problems that are occurring within our families, our biological or spiritual, church or marketplace. You see, all evil spirits, I don't care what they are, find it easier to operate within any surroundings that they occupy when they become familiar. Interestingly enough, evil spirits actually desire to become familiar, operating more easily in familiar surroundings defines familiar spirits. It defines evil, unclean, and demonic spirits who do not want things changed on their turf. Why? Because this leads to stagnation. This is opposite the plan, the purpose, and the flow of God. You see, the river of life is always moving, always flowing. And the Bible says, everything will live where the river goes. That's Ezekiel 47:9. If the flow of a river is blocked up, flow of the river of the Holy Spirit is impeded, a spirit of death can enter in. But the river of God will simply flow around the obstacle, imparting life somewhere else where it is welcome. See, we know that God was meticulous when building the temple in the Old Testament, which is now us paying attention to every elaborate, extraordinary detail. But you see, each believer has a responsibility, and each believer must examine themselves, praying and asking Jesus to reveal exactly the position and the posture of these hindering spirits. Where are they? Operating within you. devil. Evil spirits afflict with evil. Infirmity spirits afflict with sickness and disease. Evil refers to the bad aspects of the behavior and the reasoning of human beings. Those human beings which are deliberately void of conscience. Those individuals who deliberately show a cruel desire for destruction coming out of them. Evil is sometimes defined as the absence of a good, which could and should be present, the absence of which is a void in what should be. In most cultures, the word evil is used to describe acts, thoughts, ideas, which are thought to either directly or indirectly bring about affliction, death, bring about something that is the opposite of goodness. Evil. Evil refers to aspects in opposition to the goodness of God. You see, the goodness of God are aspects which are life-affirming, peaceful, constructive, growing. Now, aspects of evil are thought of as corrupt, immoral, inhumane, and wicked. Aspects of evil are considered morally wrong or bad, harmful, injurious. And evil is characterized or accompanied by misfortune, suffering, disaster, evil. Can be imputed or acted upon another, marked by anger, irritability. Evil is a bad quality. Evil in nature gives rise to wickedness and sin. Evil in nature destroys the good. Evil in nature has a harmful aspect that it carries around with it. That's why Satan is called the evil one. You see, Jesus, our Lord, loves us and does not want us to have fellowship with evil. Evil personifies demons. Evil personifies demonic influence. Evil personifies the spirits that get in your body and cause sickness and disease. The Bible says for that reason, we must worship God and not give evil place in our souls, in our bodies, if you're born again, but not to give evil any place in your spirit if you're not born again. If you're not born again, if you have not been born again, you have an evil placement inside of you. I don't know who put it there. In some instances, it was there and you just fed it and allowed it to grow. The same way we have evil in our culture. But you know, brothers and sisters, we have been called to war against all evil spirits. But you got to understand this. You give place to the devil when you think you can do this outside of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because it is only in Christ's power and Christ's authority that we can drive evil spirits, evil anything out of their positions of influence. You see, the Bible says in 1 John 3:8, for this purpose, for this reason, Jesus was revealed to destroy Satan's works. His works include sickness. His works include inspiring false religion. His works include causing strife, creating poverty and oppression. You know what? His works include leading people to torment and eternal hell. The goal of Lucifer, who became Satan, who became the devil, is to rob fear-filled believers of their inheritance in Jesus Christ. But glory be to God. When transformative, extensive deliverance prayer is ministered, freedom from these powers of darkness is effected. And you know what? And many, many times, it is necessary as a precursor for your physical healing to be completed. If you can see spiritual tolerability and spiritual familiarity operating within the kingdom of God where they have no right, if you can see them, let's begin today to take authority over them and cast them out as you have been instructed to do in Jesus' name. You see, as we prepare for this harvest, and there is a harvest, we must remember that judgment begins in the house of the Lord. The whole world was watching us during the pandemic. The whole world has declared us Christians weak, powerless, and ineffective. And now they're watching and they're waiting for this truth we preach about and talk about. They're waiting to see this Christ-likeness we've been preaching about. And here we are. You found in John chapter 20, verse 20 through 20, John chapter 20, verse 24 through 29. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But Thomas said, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Verse 26, and after 8 days, again his disciples were within and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus to the doors being shut. Hallelujah. Can't no door contain him. Can't no wall stop him. He disappeared because he's gone. And stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hand, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side. And then what did Jesus tell him? And be not faithless, but believing. Can you post that in the chat room? Maybe about 8 times. And be not faithless, but believing. Jesus said that to his disciples, doubting Thomas. And be not faithless, but believing. And be not faithless. You need more faith. You need to become faithful and not faithless. And be not faithless, but believing. He needed to be faithful and not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. But there's a higher belief, Thomas. There's a better faith, Thomas. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. You see, brothers and sisters, walking in the Spirit of God requires miraculous faith. That is faith that is sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Hebrews 11:1. Thomas did not believe the other disciples when they told him that they had seen the risen Lord, even though Jesus himself had predicted his resurrection. And Jesus exhorted Thomas, put this in the chat room, not to limit God with I have to see it to believe it attitude. God is your creator. If it doesn't exist, God can create it. God can create anything you need. God is your healer. He can heal any illness you could possibly have. Everything belongs to God. God is truth. You can count on God's every promise in his word. The Bible says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God healed in Old Testament times. Jesus healed in New Testament times. God, Jesus, Holy Spirit healed today. And they will heal tomorrow. And they will heal forever. But you see, the issue is you. You got to stop limiting God. Don't limit God any longer. Get rid of your spiritual tolerability. It's not helping you in any way. Stop limiting God from helping you. Stop limiting God from enlarging your territory. Spirit, soul, and body. You see, whatever you need from God, you can receive it today. As a matter of fact, whatever you need from God, you can receive it. It's just called a miracle. Immediately. Today, now. Repentance and forgiveness releases judgment against those who have deeply hurt you. Break affiliation with unbelief and lies. Force those hidden curses to come up and out. You see, the Bible says in Mark chapter 7, verse 22-23, that which cometh out of the man that defileth the man. For from within, within you, out of the heart, your heart, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication. You see this? It comes from in you. Murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. It says, all these evil things, what I tell you, come from within and defile the man or the woman. Psalms 19:12-13. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from disrespectful, overconfident, arrogant, egotistical, overbold, audacious, familiar, or as the Bible calls it, presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Bitterness, anger, guilt, self-hatred, all those things, slander of the tongue, all those things are sins and symptoms. The word stress is not in the Bible, brothers and sisters. It's not in the Bible. Stress is not in the Bible. If you could show it to me, I'll be glad to apologize. But you see, these are all spirits behind this crap. Junk. Forgiving. These are all spirits. Anger is a spirit. Bitterness is a spirit. Guilt is a spirit. Self-hatred. Self-hatred is a spirit. That's a demon that caused you to be backbiting and talking about people. That's the devil. Because it knows as long as it can keep a negative gateway open, it can come in and out of it. And when it comes with all that old garbage, it brings anxiety, fear. It caused doubt and unbelief to rest on your chest. But the worst thing that it does, the very worst thing that it does, is it limits God's power to flow through you. Remember that river? You see, Jesus, God, loves you so much. And God honors and respects most of you more than you do yourself. Because you see, Jesus won't go against your own self-will. You have to choose life. You have to choose him. He's not going to go against your self-will. If your self-will is to be a sick, wallowing around here in negativity and pity parties, if that's your choice, stand there at the door, knocking, waiting for you to open the door to let him come in so he can cast all that stuff out of you. You see, you got to want to live. I'm not talking about just surviving. I'm not even talking about just thriving. I'm talking about you got to want to live. And you know what? You got to take back your will to live. I mean, living in the fullness of God's goodness. You got to take that back because too many of you have given it up. Too many of you have listened to some negative individual. Could have been your boss. Could have been your whoever. I know some people that go to a life coach, and I certainly wouldn't go to no life coach to tell me if you fail and, well, at least haven't done anything good. Bending your will. Bending your will away from God. You got to take your will back that you have unloosed through spiritual intolerability, limiting the ability of God. You got to listen to the enemy of your soul, brothers and sisters, and bought into lies. It's time. It's time. You got a will to live in faith. You got a will to live by your faith in your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, put this in the chat room. It is always God's will for you to be free from sickness and disease. Did you know that? It is always God's will for you to be free from sickness, disease. I'm going to throw pain in there too. God didn't create you for that. You have an enemy. You have an enemy that hell was created for. You have an enemy that hell was enlarged for. And he wants to take as many of you and I straight to hell with him. And he don't care how he has to do it. He don't care. But you can escape hell. You can set your will in agreement with the will of God. You can set your will in agreement with God that you will live and declare the good works of Jesus. But understand something. The minute you did that, your faith began to be tested. I say your faith began to be tested. Remember, Satan uses distracting spirits to draw your thoughts and your heart away from your Heavenly Father and his goodness for you. Satan knows his place, which is under the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Infirmity, sickness, disease, cancer, fibromyalgia, lupus, Marfan, diabetes, is all sicknesses that are carried by hindering spirits of infirmity. And Satan uses these spirits to draw your attention away from your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Satan uses these spirits to influence your belief in a lack in God's ability, which is the biggest lie on planet Earth. If you seeing yourself sick, I encourage you to ask God, change my viewpoint. Ask Jesus to give you a vision of him laying his healing hands on you. Just like he would do on anybody that's sick. You see, it is Jesus' virtue. It is Jesus' anointing. It is Jesus' miracle working power that moves the evil, the sickness, and the disease right out of your body. But if you can't see Jesus' miracle working power healing your own diabetes, healing your own lupus, healing your own Marfan, healing your own fibromyalgia, healing your own cancer, you can't see it for nobody else. And why would I want you touching me? Why would I want you to lay your faithless hands on me? Because what would you do? You'd be transferring your same doubt and unbelief. You'd be transferring your same lack of trust in God. Now, if you have already tried him, if you already tried him, even although you're waiting for the full manifestation of it, you've already seen Jesus transfuse your blood with his blood. You've already seen Jesus, and you believe by faith that he can change those cells within your body. If you cannot see Jesus healing you, how do you think you were supposed to see it, him use you to heal somebody else? Let's get real. See, you need Jesus to open the eyes of your own heart so you can see him for real. You need Jesus to open up the eyes of your heart so you can see God. So you can experience God's love. So you can have a personal revelation. And you ought to stay before him until you can see it. You ought to focus your eyes only on what Jesus is doing. Don't look at the evil. Cast it out. Cast out the sickness. Cast out the disease. Cast out anything that is making God's ability to be less in your life. Doubt will come and try to talk to you. Doubt sounds like if or does God hit your prayer? Will God answer your prayer? If will say you've not been perfect. If will say if God heals my husband, if God heals my child. You're receiving messages from the spirit of doubt. Dismiss them. Cast them out. Immediately. Immediately. Say it out loud. Doubt. Go. In Jesus' name, doubt. Go. Get away from me. In Jesus' name. Speak those words out loud. Until those lies and those doubts flee from your thoughts. And then immediately, thank Jesus. Doubt is going to try to reappear. And if it does, now you know where it's coming from. And now you know you can handle it. Now you know you can cast down this spirit and command it to go. And you know what will happen? You'll go back to ease. You'll go back to peace. Because you dealt with the unrest. You dealt with the confusion. You dealt with the disorientation. And those hindering evil spirits caused you to fall out of balance in your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Those evil spirits of doubt create disharmony, disunity, wherever they're allowed to rest. That's why God says, and he tells you how to handle all this stuff. He said, cast all your cares. He said, cast all your burdens upon him. When you take this action, Jesus promises, brothers and sisters, Jesus promises to give you peace. He promises it. righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. If you find in yourself restless, unable to sleep, speak out loud and command that those spirits of anxiety and confusion, restlessness, go! What is wrong with you? Why are you settling for spiritual intolerability? You see, you're not seeing right. You're not seeing Jesus and his warrior angel surrounding you. You're not seeing. You're not seeing as you call on the name of Jesus that the words that you're speaking are binding the arms and the legs of those demons. Because you're not seeing Jesus and his warrior angels carrying those familiar and hindering spirits away from your midst. You're not seeing it. Why? Because Satan says he will blind the mind. Satan tell you what he's going to do. He said he's going to blind your mind. And that's exactly what he did. And that's exactly what he does. He's a bold and brazen devil. Because he'll tell you, but you won't tell him. And mean it. See, Satan loves to darken our world with darkness, with distracting spirits, with doubt, with infirmity, sickness, disease. Each evil spirit that Satan unlooses does its best to snuff out parts of your life a little bit at a time. Through spiritual tolerability, Satan causes you to turn a blind eye away from the goodness of God and away from the promises of Jesus. And he works diligently to divert your attention to those things that bring him into the midst of your life. But the good news is this. Jesus Christ, get this, took on all that Satan could offer. Jesus Christ took on every demon, every evil spirit, every foul spirit, along with every hindering spirit and every lie. And hallelujah, Jesus conquered them all on the cross. Jesus putting all of them under his feet. Jesus thereby putting all of them under your feet. Satan knows his place under the power of Jesus Christ. And as a believer in Jesus, you have the conquering power through God's own Holy Spirit to speak and stop and rebuke Satan with all of his distracting and hindering spirits, and to cast them down and out in Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, receive this healing gift and fight back. Start filling your thoughts and your prayers with the things of Jesus. Then Satan will run away from you. Be strong and of good courage in the Lord. And understand this. Satan must obey any of God's words spoken out loud of the mouth of you, the believer, in Jesus' name. Fix the eyes of your heart. Fix the eyes of your heart and set it out to understand Jesus. And watch Jesus, the Almighty Lord and Savior. Watch what he will do as you speak right now in the name of Jesus. I command any demons residing in the cellular structure. I command any damage that has been done by any medicine, radiation, chemotherapy, or surgery that has allowed any demonic spirit to enter into your body and or soul. I command you spirits right now to be bound, prepare to come out. Go! Cough them out. Right now in Jesus' name, I command your body to line up with the word of God and be healed. Lord God, restructure the DNA. Cancer. Go! Fibromyalgia. Go! Lupus. Go! Marfan. Go! Diabetes. Go! Heart disease. Go! Go! Get out that body. Staying in the lung, the chest area. Go! Get out. Pleurisy. Go! Get out. Go! Anything in the bone structure. Loose those bones. Go! All the way out. All the way out. Loose the bone. I command in the name of Jesus all witchcraft sickness. Go out that body. Thank you, God. Thank you. Go. Any and all assignments from any witches, sorcerers, wizards, unloose with the intent to cause sickness and disease in the body. Go! Get out. Get out. Go!
Our body is the temple of God, whose temple you shall not defile.
Go! Get out of the cellular structure within the body. Go! Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. Cancer. Go! Blindness, both natural and spiritual. Go! Glaucoma, get out the eyes. Go! Get out. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go! Sickness and disease. You are Satan. And you came in disguise. You came in a spiritual form. The Lord God rebuke you. Go! All spirits that came in through trauma, through an accident, or a fall. Go! Go, Satan! The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Diabetes. You came to steal. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go! Fibromyalgia. Go! Autoimmune diseases. Lose your stronghold. Go! Get out. Get out. You came to destroy sickness. that came from Satan. Go in Jesus' name. Unrest that came from Satan. Go get out the ears. Go get out the ears. Go get out the spine. Go. Doubt came from Satan. Go. Confusion that came from Satan. Go. Get out of that body. Go. Pain that came from Satan. Go. Go. In the name of Jesus, I command the seed, the root, the work, the act, and the deed of generational misdeeds from curses. Go! I break the curse. Go! I bind the spirits behind the curse. Go! To the pit until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. Go! Tumors, growth. Go! Drop off. Wither up. Go! Go! Get out of that body. In Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord of Lords. Jesus is King of Jesus. All transference of spirit that entered in through the ear gate. Go! That entered in through the eye gate. Go! All transference of spirits that transferred through touch. Go! Get out! Get out! Go! Go! Jeremiah 5:21 in the King James Version says, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Lord God, I break the witchcraft curse that makes a person a foolish people. Go! Go! I break that curse. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is speaking here of foolish people. And that is not us. We have understanding. The eyes of our understanding have been enlightened by God's own Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1:18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what the hope of his calling is and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. With the eyes of our heart this morning, I understand Jesus is delivering you. Jesus is substituting all unhealthy blood with his redeeming blood. Oh God, this morning, with the eyes of their heart, let them understand. Let them see and know that you, Jesus, are delivering them from the unrest of sickness and disease and exchanging it for his overcoming peace. With the eyes of their heart, let them see you, Jesus, delivering them. All spirits of confusion, go disorientation, doubt, anxiety, doubt, a weak, bad memory, doubt, doubt. Heal the brain. Heal the brain. Heal the brain. Deliver the brain. Restore the brain. Create new brain cells. And cover us. Cover us. With your protective angels. Oh God, I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning. With the eyes of our heart, we will see you. We will understand you, Jesus. Delivering us from the pain and sickness came with the devil. Exchange it, Lord Jesus, with your comfort and your love. Oh God, this morning, let them receive complete restoration of every organ, every muscle, every tissue, and every bone in their body. Hallelujah! Lord God, build up intolerability to Satan. Lord Jesus, we're watching, receiving with joy and expectation of what you're doing. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I break and destroy and disannul their covenant with death and come into agreement with the resurrection life of Jesus Christ. I declare and decree according to your word. We will live the number of the days of our life, because the power of death has been stripped from that sickness and that disease. Oh God, we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. Life and healing has come into our body. Your presence has removed all the distracting spirits. Increase our faith. Increase our faith. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came in the flesh, the Messiah, I bind and rebuke and destroy the stronghold of sickness and disease. Go! Whether we called your name or not, get up from over these people. I destroy your supporting spirit. I destroy the seed and the root, the power of the spirit of bondage. Go! That works with sickness and disease. Go! Go in the name of Jesus. I break every mental demon, every mental demonic stronghold unloose to take the mind captive of your children. I break it this morning. loose the children of God in the name of Jesus. Loose their minds. Oh, God, I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning. I thank you. I destroy the power of revenge, retaliation, lashback. You cannot take revenge, retaliate, or lashback on any person to provide this deliverance, any family member, or any generational family member. You will go to the pit. You will remain there, bound and chained until the day of judgment of Jesus Christ. I thank you this morning, Father. I thank you this morning, brothers and sisters. Come on in. Welcome home. Welcome back home to the kingdom of God. I'll see you tomorrow. Blessings. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Don't tolerate the devil. Don't tolerate sickness and disease any longer. Not your friend, your enemy.